Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for RecycleCo. Tony, welcome back to Company Showcase.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be back.
How go things in the world of lithium-ion battery recycling?
Well, there's a lot of great things going on, Jim. We just announced in our latest press release that the Indian Patent Office has granted an additional patent for the processing of cobaltous sulfate slash, you know, diethanate liquors derived from cobalt. That's quite a mouthful there. But this Indian patent brings RecycleCo's global patent portfolio to 15 patents. And we have five additional patent applications related to lithium-ion battery recycling processes filed globally. And this extends our patent portfolio in an important emerging market. And we look forward to adding more in the future. So in general, though, all is going along at a nice pace in regards to everything associated with moving RecycleCo's Taiwan battery recycling and upcycling joint venture forward. And, you know, I'd love to talk about a few other things that are brewing behind the scenes, but unfortunately, bound by non-disclosure once again, and we have to leave it for a future podcast. That said, Jim, this week, I'd like to give listeners some context. As we closely follow the world's transition from internal combustion engines to electric-powered vehicles. And it's interesting to note the pace of progress and innovation certainly isn't slacking off in that regard either. You know, ever since Tesla kicked off the EV race in 2011 with their mass-produced Model S, you know, the main concern from naysayers back then and continues to be, what are they going to do with all those end-of-life EV batteries? It's an environmental disaster just waiting to happen. And especially back in those early days, no one in the battery industry wanted to address what happens to end-of-life batteries because the default method of dealing with the toxic material in batteries was to burn them. It's crazy to think that was going on back then. But what's even crazier is that even now in 2024, we hear there are still big, well-known recycling companies, I say recycling in air quotes at this stage, burning batteries through a process called pyrometallurgy. While it's a much simpler, cruder solution, I'll say in air quotes again, to the environmental problem, it requires a huge furnaces and accelerants to fuel them. And they only end up being able to rake off about 10 to 15%, if they're lucky, of the original material, which then has to be further processed and so on and so on.
That doesn't sound like a very environmentally friendly or profitable way to do business.
No, Jim. Here in 2024, it certainly doesn't at all. However, keep in mind, back then, the battery industry was only too happy to pass this battery waste onto whoever would take it off their hands. You know, out of sight, out of mind. If you were a pyrometallurgical battery recycler, you know, and you didn't have to pay for this waste and could recover 10 to 15% of the valuable battery materials within it, you could run a pretty simple growing business. So when we think back to 2016 and when RecycleCo's previous CEO, Larry Ray, and Norm Chow from Kineco began attending battery conferences and giving presentations to the battery industry about our ability to recover up to 99% of the valuable materials locked within battery waste using our closed-loop patented hydrometallurgical process, the naysayer said, that's not possible, that's BS. And, you know, in the media and whatnot did the same thing. But now, after years of testing with multiple potential joint venture partners, independent third-party reports, you know, features by Sandy Monroe and the sort, as battery production facilities and recyclers are finally realizing RecycleCo has a much more efficient process to recover battery materials locked within battery waste, and our partners can then do it on-site at their own facilities, they're really thinking about their battery waste and their business models in a whole new way. You see, Jim, ideally, battery producers never want to let go of their production scrap. And OEM EV manufacturers want to recover all of the end-of-life battery materials locked within the batteries inside the vehicles they produce. So upcycling those battery materials for use in the next, undoubtedly much more efficient, generation of batteries makes a lot of business sense, especially in comparison to mining, you know, virgin materials with all the ecological, logistical, and, you know, increasing regulatory challenges that presents. But personally, you know, I think because of the circular economics of our revolutionary technology, it will radically change the way people approach ownership of an EV, especially as the most expensive part of an EV is the battery pack. I think many, if not most people, will choose to lease a vehicle or essentially pay for access to the latest and greatest EV in the future. Sort of like we do today, you know, with the iPhone model, where you pay a monthly fee and get the latest iPhone. After all, when you consider the recycle process essentially enables battery producers and OEMs to recover and upcycle 99% of the battery materials within their previous generation or products, and do this in an infinite number of times for successive generations of products to come, can you realize just how important and valuable our technology is to the future of EVs and all lithium-ion powered products to come? So, Jim, with that in mind, let's just say the timing of getting our first clean spot battery recycling and upcycling plant running couldn't be better as demand for our revolutionary process grows around the world.
Tony, where are you traded, and how can people get more information about Recycleco?
Certainly, Jim. We're traded on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And you can always get more information on our website at recycleco.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recycleco. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 25th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.